of his disciples in 1971. That was the same time, March, when our Radhanath Maharaj and Loknath Maharaj took initiation in March 71. So, in the daytime, Prabhupada used to go to various people's homes and he would take his disciples along. And at night, evening time, he would give lectures at Cross Maidan. So, on one, I think it was towards the end of March, 71, one day my mother phoned our office because she had been educated. First of all, she was born in Bihar. She was educated in a Bengali school. So she knew Bengali very well. And Bengali bhajan kirtan and so on, and the culture. Because she was taught by Bengali ladies, teachers. And she knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She knew about Nityanand Prabhu. Very few people actually in Western India knew about who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or who was Nityanand Prabhu. But she knew. And then, because Prabhupada came and stayed, and he and his all disciples were staying very near our house at a friend's place, Mr. Brijratan Mota, not far from us at Nepenthe Road. So she invited him for lunch. And she told on the phone, I think it was around 11:30 or 12, she told my father that you come quickly for lunch today, home, because I have invited this great Vaishnava Acharya from, he has come from USA and he has brought a lot of his disciples with him. Now please try to understand the scenario, okay? We are now in 1971, 44 and a half years ago. Some of you may not have been born. But anyway, think, 44 and a half years ago, this phone call came to my office. And my father said, okay, I will come. And he told me, you have to come also. I said, in the middle of all this work, we have to go there, home. And that too for what? Because we are in the middle of work. He said, no, your mother has invited a very great Acharya, Vaishnava Acharya, so we should go. Chalo bhai. At that time, just try to understand, at that time, what was the scenario of Bombay? 44 and a half years ago. There was no Juhu temple. There was no Hare Krishna knowledge also. Nobody knew who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very few people. According to me, less than 1,000 people out of, at that time, Bombay population might have been 8 or 9 million. Today it is 16 million. But at that time, hardly anybody knew who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what it is, his philosophy. Very strong movement was going on at the time of Mayavad. Because there was a great Mayavadi teacher, I would say, of Gnan Yoga, whom we were following, many of us youngsters. At the time I was hardly 31 years old. I am now 75. You may not look it, but I am. 31 plus 44 and a half years. Makes how much? 70? Correct? Mathematics is correct? So we were thinking what to do. I said, chalo bhai, yahan to khana nahi milega. I will not get lunch at office. So we have to go home. And we were following this Mayavadi gentleman. Everybody knows his name. At that time he was so popular. Lakhs and lakhs of people would collect if he was giving a lecture. And fortunately or unfortunately, my other neighbor house, he was always staying. So on this side was Prabhupada staying and this side was this great gentleman. I think everybody knows the name, Chinmayanand Swami. He was my guru, my teacher of Mayavad philosophy. So we were following him. But my mother had taken initiation in Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, known as Brahm Sambandha. And my father had taken initiation also in Vaishnava Sampradaya, in Sri Sampradaya offshoot, just like we are Madhvacharya Sampradaya, you see. But at one stage, Madhavendra Puri and Ishwar Puri and thereafter Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Gaudiya Sampradaya. But it is still called Madhva Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. Similarly, this was Sri Sampradaya, but in Maharashtra, in Pune, there is a very famous, there was a very famous, like Tukaram Maharaj. So from that group, there was another Vaishnava group, and they were following Ramayan and so on. It's a Ram side bhakti. So they were very keen to meet this great Vaishnava Acharya, and I was equally not keen because I was in the opposite camp. So I was just standing there watching. When I went home, I saw. I was shocked because here were white, means European, American people wearing what I knew was not like this dhoti, but it was like bedsheet. I don't know where they learned how to wear dhotis, but anyway, they were there. And there were ladies who were in white saris. They were also European or American. And the worst part was, I thought, from my point of view as a Mayavadi at that time, in front of our house was a big garden, and they were doing this shouting and singing and jumping up and down. I was thinking, what the neighbors will think? Ye kya hai? Ye kya hai? What is this? Because Mayavadis are always thinking of dhyan, gnyan, shanti se baitho, awaz mat karo. And here this is just the opposite. So anyway, what to do? So I was standing in a corner, and my father was very keen to serve Prabhupada. Though he was a member of parliament, Lok Sabha, mind you. And he was also a businessman and industrialist. He had 2 engineering degrees. And still, he was very keen. And he did many things. Now I am going to tell you one of those things, which will prove a very important point about Prabhupada, which I mentioned a few days ago on 13th of August in Calcutta, when there was a huge big celebration of the 50th anniversary. Because 13th August, Prabhupada left Calcutta by Jaladut. That was the day. So, fortunately or whatever it is, they asked me to come on the stage and give a lecture to thousands and thousands of Bengalis. I know not one word of Bengali, but anyway, I spoke in Hindi, and I presume they all understood. So, one of the most important things which I learnt at that time was that Prabhupada spoke only the absolute truth. Very difficult item. What is the meaning of the word absolute truth? Absolute truth means it is truth from the spiritual world. It will not be affected by time. There is absolute truth and there is relative truth. This world is a world, as Einstein said, relative law. Relativity applies. In this world, everything is relative. You sit in a train, right? Near the window. And a neighboring train goes, and you think that you are moving. Have you all experienced that? Have you all experienced? It is a relativity. Actually, you are not moving. Your train is as it is. But because the other train is slowly moving, you think you are also moving. You see? So truth is, in this world, is like that. Today what you say is the truth. Supposing a medical company. There are some people here who are doctors, like Dwarkadish. And there are some pharmaceutical people. They write very clearly about some medicines. There is isoprophen. There is combiflam, something like that. Now, 10 years ago, the doctors all were prescribing that combiflam. Dukhta hai, combiflam le lo 3 baar din mein, 7 din tak le lo. Today, it is banned in America, it is banned in Europe, and it is very, very difficult to find also. You see? Because they say it is very dangerous drug. So what was considered 10 years ago as a routine thing, good thing, today becomes banned. So it is relative. This is the meaning of the word relative. Prabhupada was not telling relative truth. He was telling absolute truth. So on 13th August when I was on the stage in Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Indoor Stadium, some of you have seen on the YouTube, Maharaj spoke, the governor of West Bengal spoke, then there was one Kiran Bedi, one lady, she was supposed to speak of Prabhupada, but all the time she spoke only about Maharaj's book, My Journey Home. She didn't speak one word about Prabhupada. That is how it is. The world is like that. Have you seen? Any of you? You have seen? Anyone else has seen? You have seen? Should sometimes. Kiran Bedi, everybody knows the name. She was actually the greatest, and she is even today. She was a commissioner of police. She was in charge of Tehar Jail. Tehar Jail means the worst, biggest jail in Delhi, where all the biggest criminals are kept. You have to qualify to get into it. 10 lakh ka chori nahi chalega. 10 crore ka chori, then you might be admitted. 1 lakh ka chori, definitely you are a life member. So, she was in charge of that. And then, you know about, she stood for election or what not. But the lady is a wonderful lady. She came on stage and straight away she started praising Radhanath Maharaj and about his book and all that. Everybody was thinking, when is she going to stop about that and talk about Prabhupada? She didn't at all, because she said, I don't know anything about Prabhupada. I only know this man, Radhanath Maharaj, and his book, Journey Home. So, you can only speak about something which you know. If you go to court, you have to put your hand on Bhagavad Gita, if you are Christian, Holy Bible, if you are Muslim, Quran, and you have to swear. The judge will ask, or judge ka clerk, are you telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So you have to say yes. I swear. So like that, Prabhupada was such a personality, he never spoke anything except the pure absolute truth. This is the first and most important point. Anybody else I have met in this world so far are always changing, changing, changing. Nobody tells absolute truth. Why? Because Prabhupada has a constitutional position. All of us have got constitutional position. Remember, even Lord Krishna has a constitutional position. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That is his position. Constitutional position. Who's? Lord Krishna himself. Our Gopinathji. And what is constitutional position of Radharani? She is the greatest devotee of all. She is the leader of all of us. Therefore we are devotees of Radharani in one sense. You see, because when our time will come, everybody's time will come. Mine may be a little earlier. We must go chanting the Ma Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that is why we keep practicing this. So that at the last moment of our life, we should be chanting this Ma Mantra. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, who says? Prabhupada in his book. In his book that is called Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no other book in this world called Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is only one. I have tried to find out. There are 1800 Bhagavad Gitas in this world. Do you know that? But not one of them is as it is. Everybody has put his own theory and his own ideas. How can you change the word of God? It is written Bhagavan Uvacha. And yet, there are so-called scholars who think they are great, and they think they are greater than God, and they think, oh God, he may have made a mistake, maybe. There was one Jewish priest in New York. So he said, Sometimes, you know, God also feels that he's done too much. So, I mean, he makes a mistake sometimes. Or he gets tired. But it's not true. It is not true at all. The fact of the matter is, we get tired. We are never perfect. God is perfect at all times. So, he says in Bhagavad Gita, at the time of your mrityu, the time of your leaving this body, if you think of me, means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then you come to Hare Krishna, Krishna only. You won't go anywhere else. You follow. That is there also in Kalisantar Upanishad. Kalisantar Upanishad, which I found, I'll explain to you everything about that. So what happened was that my mother had brought this group to our house, and Prabhupada was so smart. That's the second point I wanted to say. First, Prabhupada only spoke the absolute truth. He told my father that you make this young man an Indian citizen. Now, my father said, why? He was an American boy, young man, hardly 20-year-old. So he said he wants to become an Indian citizen. That gentleman's name now is Jaipataka. At that time, Prabhu, now Jaipataka Swami. A thin, tall fellow. He was 20, 21 and I was about 31. So he was junior to me. Of course, now he's much senior to me. But my father was shocked. He says, being a member of parliament, he could do something. But he said, so many Indians, in 1971 I'm saying, so many Indians want to go to America and settle in America, isn't it, at that time. Why this American boy wants to settle in India? The Ulta Ganga chal raha hai. So he said, no. This is Prabhupada's exact words, because I was a witness to it. You know, in the court I told you, no, you have to put your hand on, I have to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. If you are a witness, then only it is accepted. Hearsay is not accepted. Any lawyers are here? Legal? Koi aadmi nahi hai. No lawyers. As they say in North India, liar kabhi nahi hai. Theek, chalo achhi baat hai. But anyway, these Hare Krishna Prabhu nahi hai idhar? Nahi hai, achha. So, in court you cannot say, usne aisa bola tha. Aur uske liye main aisa bol raha hun. You cannot say like that. In court, you cannot say, I heard from somebody. No. You have to witness. You have to be there, present. You have to see and hear. Then only the judge will accept your statement. So I was there and I was able to see and I was able to hear. So I can tell you the truth. So this young man, Patla Admi, right boy, Prabhupada said, make him an Indian citizen. It was difficult, you know, to become Indian citizen. There are millions, billion, 1.2 now, at that time 0.8 citizen, million, billion citizen. But it was difficult. My father said, all right, I'll try. But my father said, why this young boy wants to become Indian citizen? You want to become Indian citizen? So he said, yes, I want to become Indian citizen. So Prabhupada said, he wants to. He has to become. My father said, why? Prabhupada said, he is eternally associate of Lord Chaitanya. I was standing in a corner. I said, ye kya chal raha hai? The Chaitanya is 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this fellow is now, this is a young American boy, eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. Next sentence of Prabhupada. He will preach in the Bengali language. I said, abhi aata hai kya tu mere ko Bengali? Kuch nahi. He will have thousands, 10,000 Bengali disciples. I said, ye kya bol rahe hai? I was in the opposite camp, no, Mayavadi. So I was thinking, what is going on? Ye tamasha kya chal raha hai? And my mother also, ladies, you know how they are, very soft-hearted. Immediately accepted. Vaishnav lady, accept Vaishnav. I said, no, it cannot happen. Now, I am telling this story on 13th August, few days ago. Today is what? 13th only, 1 month ago, exactly 1 month ago.
Exactly one month ago, I was telling in Calcutta in front of Jayapataka Swami. You were sitting down below. I said, Maharaj, you remember? He says, yes, I remember. And there are thousands and thousands, they are clapping and shouting and jumping up. Bengalis, you know, they are very emotional. So all his disciples are so happy. That is the meaning of absolute truth. 44 years and 4 months ago, 44 years and 4 months ago, Prabhupada told that this young boy will do like this in future. And that has happened, no? Everybody knows that. Anybody knows that our Jayapataka Swami speaks beautiful Bengali? I was in Dubai. 3,500 disciples he's got in Dubai itself, in one place. In Dubai means UAE. Dubai, Sharjah, and that Abu Dhabi, and all that. And this is the first time actually when Radhanath Maharaj was invited by it's like a king. He is called, it's Emirates, so Amir Hote. Emirate, it's a title like Sultan. In his own palace house, it's a hotel. Al Burj, it is called. The only 7-star hotel in the world. Radhanath Maharaj was invited on the top. Anybody has seen that YouTube? Maharaj was there, I was there. I saw for myself. So we have now received so much recognition. That's what I want to tell you. And so many millions of people, Prabhupada at that time when he went on the ship, they shouted, no, just now when there was some small play. Prabhupada went on that ship, there were only 4 people, I learned for the first time 1 month ago exactly. And his own son, Vrindavan Das, was there in Calcutta 1 month ago. And he explained to us that when he was 13 or 14 year old, he went to see his father off on the ship. And he was crying, obviously. 13 year old boy seeing father is sannyasi, going away to Calcutta, from Calcutta to USA. I told you, Bengalis are very emotional, so it must have been. And what he told was a very fantastic thing. Prabhupada had only 40 rupees. No dollars, not one red cent, as they say in America. He had nothing, only 40 rupees. And then Prabhupada said, these 40 rupees will be useless in America. Nobody will accept. He gave those 40 rupees to his son. So he had zero money. Just imagine, if you go, any of you, think, if you are going out of Bombay, anywhere, will you go without any one naya paisa in your pocket? Neither dollar, nor rupee, nor euro, nor pound, nothing. No money. Only Prabhupada had one, the metal ka jo suitcase aata hai na, jo apna Grant Road mein milta hai, patre ka, wo miyan log bechte hai na. So, peti, patrani peti gayi hai Gujarati ma. So, usme, he had all his Bhagavatams and Bhagavad Gita which he was to sell. That's all. That was his property. Wealth. And some few clothes. Who told? His son told us. Why? Because he was there. He was personally present. He personally saw. He personally heard. Prabhupada gave him 40 rupees. So that was how it all started. 1900 and which was that year? 65. Huh? 65. 13th August. Can you imagine how much faith Prabhupada had in Radha Gopinath? Because after all, that is the topmost, no? You all know your philosophy. Philosophy is, first, there is Madan Mohan. Madan Mohanji, you heard the name? Radha Madan Mohan, there is a temple in Vrindavan. Beautiful temple, Radha Madan Mohan. Established by Sanat Kumar. Madan Mohanji represents your relationship, sambandha, with God. Because we have broken our relations. Divorce. Ladies will understand that language better than us.
men. Talaq ho gaya hai. We have got divorced, unfortunately. We've lost our relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada is the one who re-establishes our relationship back. Sambandha. Sambandha is a word used in Marathi madhi bhi hai na, apla. Marathi hai ka gitte koi. Manas hai ka Marathi, manus na hai ka. Hai na? Sambandha hai ka na? Hai na. Gujarati chhe ka nahi hai koi? Gujarati hai. To Gujarati maa bhi apne boliye na sambandha. Hindi mein bhi sambandha hai, Sanskrit mein bhi sambandha hai. वो संबंध होना चाहिए भगवान के साथ ऐसा टाइट. तो वो फर्स्ट थिंग मदन मोहन जी एस्टैब्लिशेस संबंध भगवान. वो मूर्ति जो है ओरिजिनल मूर्ति राधा मदन मोहन जी की, दैट मूर्ति इज नाउ इन वाज एक्चुअली इन जयपुर, बट देन व्हेन द Princess of Jaipur, she was too much attached to the murti, got married. The father promised Jai Singh, I think that was named Mansingh, Mansingh or no? Mansingh, King Mansingh. So that murti and the temple is now moved now from Jaipur to Karoli, K. Karoli. We had all gone there. Then next step, once you have sambandh, then you have to do something, no? About the saman. You can't just sit tight and do nothing. So then seva comes. Something you do. Performance. So Radha Govindji is the deity who re-establishes your relationship, and after saman, some activity in your relationship. Supposing one man marries another woman and they say, abe aapne saman thai gyo. Now you go there at your house, I am at my house. Finish, over. What is the meaning? Is that a marriage? Is that a sambandh? No. They have to do some activity. Eventually it is a baby. But anyway, there is an activity. There is some sort of, she will cook, he will bring money. Otherwise there is no activity. So this is the important thing, activity. And the topmost prayojana is when we have deity of Radha Gopinath. Because that gives you the love of God, the ultimate. The ultimate for all jivatmas, the ultimate final goal. You must know your goal. You must know where you have to end up, terminal, after your death. Everyone is going to die. Is there anybody here who can say he will never die? Raise your hand. No? सब लोग जाने वाले हैं, ठीक है, वन वे टिकट. सो हम लोग यहां वन वे टिकट लेके आए, यू सी. सो वी आर गोइंग टू गो, बट वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू गो लाइक एसिस, गधे के माफक नहीं जाना अपने को. दैट इज श्रीमद भागवतम, आई एम नॉट सेइंग माय वर्ड्स. इन द भागवतम इट इज सेड दैट अ ह्यूमन बीइंग हु डज नॉट अंडरस्टैंड एंड डज नॉट फॉलो एंड डज नॉट डू हिज ड्यूटी should not have been a human being. He should have been an ass. Gada hona chahiye. Because gada doesn't know. Poor fellow. You see? So there is no difference between us and a gada, really speaking. Gada eats, we also eat. Eat, what is the next? Eat, sleep. He sleeps, we also sleep. Correct? Mate and defend. All of us do the same thing. But there is one vital difference. A gada cannot read Bhagavatam. Only once it happened that a bhais was allowed to read Bhagavad Gita. That too by a kripa of a great saint of our Maharashtra. Anybody knows? Janeshwar. That was not an ordinary thing, you see. So, what a saint can do, nobody can do. That is the thing. So, Prabhupada was actually the commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army. That is his position. One day, see, I was a servant of first, before, there was no temple here. Our first temple was at Juhu. And that was a Jhupatpatti, not even a temple. In Gujarati we say Chhapru Jatu. Like that, you know, Chhapra. Metal ka. Oh, corrugated sheet.
Now you go there, you will see beautiful Alishan marble temple and guest house and so big place. At that time, in 1974-75, it was just a chapra, jhupadpatti. So our Radha Ras Bihari ji, that is a temple we are having deities there, they were staying in a jhupadpatti. Actually, it is a fact. And that too, the municipality one day came and broke it. But then we repaired it. But then what happened was, Prabhupada had a dream. He had a vision. And he promised Krishna that I will one day build a beautiful marble, the world's best marble temple here. And he did it actually before he died. And I was the master of ceremonies in the opening of the temple. Because Giriraj Maharaj ordered me to do that job. Now Giriraj Swami and I were very close friends, who became president of that temple. So few things I am going to tell you today, which are not in any books. Nobody has ever spoken about it and nobody has ever written about it. Because these are things which devotees, senior devotees have told junior devotees by oral reception. So, the first thing, and how it happened, I'll tell you. One day I told Giriraj Maharaj, Maharaj, I want to meet this Mrs. Sumati Moraji. So she's the one, you saw, no, one nice lady, one devotee had taken the part of, is she here or she has gone? Sumati Ben, choke nahi? She's here? Acha. Okay. So Giriraj Maharaj said, yes, let us see, she is still there, neighbor at Juhu. So he sent one pune type fellow to Sumati Moraji's house. So Sumati Ben Moraji said, yes, yes, Giriraj, you can come. So I went there with Giriraj Maharaj because I wanted to see for myself, witness, talk to the lady myself, see her, and I wanted to ask a few questions. So I asked Mrs. Sumati Moraji, that she was the chairman of that shipping company. Because her father left the shares. She was the only lady, there was no brother. So she got all, I asked her, so she said, Manipada, I got all the shares. Means ownership. Okay. So I said, that's how you became. She said, yes. Then I asked her that, when you met Srila Prabhupada, what was your first impression of the person? Now, just imagine, she was the president of the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. Like ISKCON, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya also has their own group in Nathdwar. That is their headquarters. So she was the chairman of that committee there. Okay. So we knew that. So I asked her, what was your impression? She told quite frankly that he was so holy a person and so pure a person. I have never seen like it, such a person. And I was really genuinely worried that he's so old and America gets so cold at winter in New York and all that. He will die. And who will cook for him? How he will survive? Because her motherly feeling came out. So she was saying, so whatever that, what you heard today in the play was absolutely correct. I just wanted to recheck with the original personality. Because that is my habit. I want to be sure, 100%. Kya apne ullu to nahi banata? We are not being fooled. So we must check, recheck, and be sure of everything. So I asked Giriraj Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, so this is, she gave the ticket, everything is now pakka. So how he went in that Jaladut? Then I asked that lady that, you know what will happen to you? Because you gave this help to Prabhupada. She says, my ticket also Prabhupada has given me. In Gujarati we were speaking. Everybody here understand Gujarati or should I make it Hindi? Huh? Gujarati Hindi mix karega. So, unhone kaha mere ko ki jaise maine Prabhupada ko ticket diya mera ship mein jane ke liye. Gujarati mein bola ki jai rite main ticket aapi Prabhupada ne. Prabhupada ne mane bhi aapi. Prabhupada ne mere ko bhi ticket de diya. Means, my ticket is also assured. That means if you do seva of Prabhupada, if you do seva at ISKCON, you are guaranteed of one thing. Now of course that lady's died, we know that. But the fact of the matter is that she is the chairman of not ISKCON, nothing to do with us, of another sampradaya. What is sampradaya? What is the meaning of the word sampradaya? Anybody knows here? We use the word sampradaya, sampradaya all the time. Sampradaya, you know, meaning of the word? What? School. Spiritual school. Or spiritual college. Huh? Anybody? Yes, madam? Huh? Complete knowledge. But sampa means to gather. And pradaya is to all together learn and progress the knowledge. So she's from another school actually. And usually there is competition, as you know, between one school and another school. But here she cooperated. It is very rare and very important. So this is what, because she observed that Prabhupada was a very pure soul. And she would also benefit. Just try to understand what is the meaning of the word Gujju. You know, everybody heard the word Gujju in Bombay? No. But where does it come from? Good Jew. They are intelligent because they will get something in return. Usko bhi fayda hoga. Uska naam hai Good Jew. You see? So, she is a very intelligent lady and she therefore gave the ticket also. But she made sure, she phoned and she made sure with Pandey Saab, that Captain Pandey. Pandey or Pandey, no? Arun Pandey. Captain Pandey. That you please take care of Prabhupada, because she foresaw, she was a very intelligent lady, very experienced chairman of a big shipping company, that mere ship mein wo mar jayega to mera badlaam hoga. And that nearly happened. Prabhupada got heart attack actually. And not one, three times attack. Can you imagine how much Krishna will test you? Krishna will test you very thoroughly. Whether you are determined or you are giving up. Most people give up. 99%. We have seen it in ISKCON also. Big, big gurus have given up. Because it's a battle. It's a royal battle. Not a battle, it's a war. Prabhupada said we have declared war on Maya. You see? So, I'll now start my lecture. This is the background. First of all, there is not too much time. What time we have to stop, Prabhuji? Kitne baje band karna hai? Huh? Where? I'll go on. Then we'll not have lunch. So first of all, we discuss about everybody has a constitutional position. We all have to serve. Because we are not body, we are soul. Actually, nobody had explained this so thoroughly as Prabhupada. No acharya, no one, I can assure you. Because I have, my wife and I went to so many top class gurus we were looking at, searching. And we thought we had found the best guru, that was Chinmayan Swami. Before that I had gone to Puttupati also and that Whitefield and there is Satya Sai Baba. Then we had gone to Nasik also. We had gone all over, you see. But kuch na kuch was missing. Here we found nothing missing. Then what happened is this. I am going to cover in this lecture two aspects of Srila Prabhupada. His personal aspect and his scholastic aspect. There were many aspects. Prabhupada was a multifarious person.
means he had many, many fantastic qualities. But there is not enough time, and I think I should be ending at about 2:45 or 3 o'clock. So, what attracted me most to Srila Prabhupada, and what attracted 99% of all the devotees who came from various families, like Giriraj Maharaj's father was multimillionaire. He was the only son. I met his parents, Giriraj Maharaj's father and mother and sister also. They stayed with my mother at Nepenthe Road. And he was a big lawyer, biggest lawyer in Chicago, who became the biggest judge also, Giriraj Maharaj's father. Giriraj Maharaj was put in the best college in Boston to become a lawyer, to help his father. But in the, he left his father, he left everything and joined Prabhupada. So his father came to Calcutta and told Prabhupada, I want my son back. So, and I brought $1 million check for my son. Trust banayega. $1 million is not a small amount. So Prabhupada said, yes, Giriraj, you want to go, you can go. These are the exact words. Giriraj, if you want to go, you can go. So Giriraj Maharaj said, no, I don't want to go. So Prabhupada said, and his mother started crying, crying, crying. Giriraj Maharaj's mother. Ekad dikra, one son and that too shaven up. He was supposed to be a lawyer. He studied also very well in the university in Boston. And Prabhupada is very smart. Who said? Giriraj Maharaj's father said. The judge. Prabhupada is very smart. He realized the personal aspect that the mother is very disappointed, father is very disappointed. He said, why don't you take them for a holiday in Nepal? So they actually went to Nepal for holiday. Now Giriraj said, what out holiday? Kya baat hai, mere ko yahan seva karne ka hai. I've got so much work, I have to build a temple at Bombay, at Juhu, and you are sending me to the other end of the place. So no, take them there. After that they came to Bombay, they came to our house also. Like Radhanath Maharaj's parents came to our house, same way. And then Giriraj Maharaj was very sharp also, very intelligent. When his father died, his mother was having a lot of money. So, but that $1 million he got. And it helped in putting up at our Bhaktivedanta Hospital. That Teton, that surname, not T-E-T-O-N, was Giriraj Maharaj's mother has given that money. Because it was promised by his father. And so that whole nursing school and college and all that is financed by Giriraj Maharaj's mother. So how intelligent Prabhupada was. That's what I am trying to say. By personal relationship, he didn't make enmity. You see, he actually got Giriraj Maharaj and he got the money also. You follow? Aap samajh gaya na? Sab koi? That is called a... And that his father told, okay, Prabhupada, you are too intelligent for me. He told very clearly. So that personal aspect is very, very important about Srila Prabhupada. Most people don't know this. Did anybody know here about Giriraj Maharaj's father, mother? They had promised $1 million. Giriraj Maharaj took it also. Later on, Prabhupada took. Wo chodega nahi, kyo chodega? So, that is what I wanted to tell you. Another thing is that Prabhupada came here not for his purification. Because he was already a pure devotee of the Lord. One thing which nobody knows, I'll tell you a secret. Giriraj Maharaj told me. Prabhupada told Giriraj Swami that when he was in the spiritual world, before he came down to this world. He came here in 1896, right? I'm talking before 1896. He was, after all, Prabhupada also Jivatma like us. But not like us, but he was Jivatma. Pure devotee. And commander-in-chief of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan army. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Prabhupada at that time in Golok Vrindavan. See, Golok Vrindavan is composed of three sections. Everybody knows Golok Vrindavan geography?
You don't know where you are going. You are not, no, not taught. That there is. So, kahan jaane wale aap log? If you don't know where you are going to go. Supposing you are going, I tell you, now you go to some city, Ernakulam, Cochin. So you should know where is anybody here from Ernakulam, Cochin? Anybody knows Ernakulam, Cochin? So you know that Ernakulam is where the airport is, Cochin is where the port is, and in between is Mattancherry. Isn't it? Correct or not? Huh? So then we know the geography. Ye baju ye hai, ye baju airport hai, ye baju port hai, bich mein ye hai. Correct? So in Golok Vrindavan also there are three sections. Okay. One section is where Krishna, Radharani and that whole group of all that Krishna's friends, Radharani's, Sakhis, all that is called Krishna Lok. Okay. And then this side is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's group is there. Okay. That is also there. That is a very important section. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Prabhupada at that time, before 1896, that you'll have to go. Because I promised that in every town and village in this world, earthly world, my name will be Sangan. That's the Yuga Dharma, chanting the holy name and singing and the Sankirtan movement. So that has to be established. I have only been able to establish as far as part of Eastern India is concerned. In Western India, we were not doing that type of Kirtan. We were doing some other Kirtan, no? Any Marathis here? Apun kai karte hota? Marathi hai na tumhi? Ha? Sala. Don minute karaycha. Jai Jai Vittala Vittala Vittala. Jai Jai Vittala Vittala Vittala. Maza Vittala Panduranga. Maza. Jai Jai Vittala Vittala Vittala. Jai Jai Vittala Vittala Vittala. Jai Jai Vittala Vittala Vittala. Maza Vittala Panduranga. That is Maharashtra. That is the Kirtan of Maharashtra. So we didn't know the Kirtan of Bengal, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Nobody knows. It was Prabhupada who brought this Mahamantra here, isn't it? Because we were doing Jai Jai Vittala Vittala. If you went to Gujarat, they were doing something else. Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye je peed parai jane re. That's a different thing, isn't it? So Prabhupada had to establish this Mahamantra all over the world under instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan. He refused. Giriraj Dwara told me. Prabhupada said, where are you sending me, Mahaprabhuji? This is Mrityu Lok. You are sending me to death. Just imagine. Just all of you understand. This world is our Mrityu Lok. Everything dies here. Everything. So that means we are all on death sentence. Technically, we are all on death sentence. Because everybody has to die. Correct? So why should a person come down from Golok Vrindavan? Just try to imagine. If you are living in a 5-star or 7-star hotel, and then you are told ki you have to go to, where is that? Some Jopatpatti. In some place, Antop Hill or I don't know where. All crooks are there. And daru banata hai, sab kuch karta hai. That is what this, everywhere there is daru and there is all this illegal activities going on. In that wretched place, you are sending me. And that too to establish
where everybody is eating meat and all that. Today also, no, there is a big problem in the government of Maharashtra. So everybody wants to kill animal and eat only. So, and they want to make this animal, what eventually happens, I'll tell you. This animal, when it is killed, your stomach becomes the tomb for the dead animal. That is what will happen. You understand? Tomb samajhte hain? Kabar khana. Aap mar do, poor animal ko maro, aur khayega, to yahan uska tomb ho jayega, tumhere pet mein. Now that is what these non-veg people are doing. So Prabhupada didn't want to come down. Giriraj Maharaj told me. One day Prabhupada told Giriraj Maharaj secretly, I didn't want to come here, actually. I was forced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With great difficulty he convinced me. So that is what happened. Have you all heard this story before? That is why it is very important to associate with senior Vaishnavas. Many times, senior Vaishnavas will tell you things which are not in any book, anywhere, or anybody, because they have heard only from Prabhupada. So now we are going to start with this fantastic personality called Prabhupada and why he came down here. Age of Kali. Certainly, as the age of Kali worsens, Prabhupada says, as the age of Kali worsens, the need for Krishna conscious literature increases. So Prabhupada is very, very famous for Krishna conscious literature. You know why? One day, another secret I will tell you. He told, supposing there is an atom bomb war, because at that time there was a possibility of atomic war or something. And everything is destroyed. But not all my books will be destroyed. One book of mine will be saved. And if that book is saved, and one person reads it, he becomes Krishna conscious, then that whole country or that whole place will become Krishna conscious. What is the proof of that? I wondered. Because again, I like to check and recheck. One day, Radhanath Maharaj told me, that you are going to Moscow. I said, Are bhai, ye thandi mein kaha mere ko bhejta hai? Moscow, of all places. He said, no, it's very important that I am going to Janmashtami for Moscow and they need us very badly. Because that Moscow, that some, this one, authorities have knocked off our temple. You see, tod diya. And they are giving us, not giving us property for building new temple. So I want you to try through the Indian ambassador. Now Indian ambassador there was Mr. Ye apna jo minister pehle tha na Congress mein, Kapil Sibal. Kapil Sibal's elder brother was my lawyer actually. Kapil Sibal also was my lawyer at one time, but his elder brother was the Indian ambassador in Moscow, whom I knew. So I led a delegation to Indian ambassador, embassy. In Moscow there is an Indian embassy. And I took appointment and I went to him and I said, this is what these people have done. So you must get some property for us, for temple, Hare Krishna temple in Moscow. So he took up actually. So that one great advantage is there. Because of my father's old connection and all that. Because twice I have been chief election officer. For your information. I have done that also. Wo bhi kaam kiya hai. Now chief election officer in Kera district in Gujarat. So, I am fully familiar with the government system and how it works. But they are all crooks actually. So I said, mara goli unko. Better, it's safer to be with Prabhupada. So, anyway, sometimes Maharaj says, you have to do this job. It's a horrible job. Because you have to go and talk to these people, no? So anyway, we got the land. Like Juhu, it is at the far end of Moscow. So what I am trying to say is that
if you have the willpower, no? Like Prabhupada had so much willpower, no money, no support, nothing, and still he went to a foreign country, such a far-off country. And he succeeded. So if you want to succeed in this world, only personality who will help you is Lord Krishna. Believe me. And Krishna's pure devotees. You cannot trust anyone else. Because it will be very difficult. They will let you down. This is what happened to many of us. We know it. That is experience. So it's very important that the personal aspect of Prabhupada should be learned from this book. It is called the 26 qualities of a devotee. The Prabhupada had all these 26 qualities in full. I don't have time now to go through all the 26 qualities, but one or two qualities of Srila Prabhupada is so good. Acting as a representative of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada guided his disciples to take shelter of the rules and regulations of Vaishnava behavior. And he says, Prabhupada says, that if you act like a pure Vaishnava, you may not be a pure Vaishnava. You may not be able to do what he did, Prabhupada did. But just act. Just follow Prabhupada. If you just do what he said, that is enough. That will get you home back to Godhead. Firiye janma mrutyu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age, disease ka chakkar mein se, you'll be out. Because everybody will promise you mukti. But mukti, see, there is a difference between mukti and moksha. Everybody should understand this. It's very, very important to understand. Mukti is a verb. Like, you know, to eat or to drink or to walk or to sleep. So that is a verb. In English language, they say it is a verb. Mukti. But mukta thaijo means when you are already reached destination, that is called moksha. That is a noun. That is a place, like Bombay is a place. It's a noun, you see. But the process of getting to that Bombay is by train or by bus or by car from Pune to here. Right? So the process is mukti and the destination is moksha. Now, the understanding is there are three types of moksha and muktis. Do you know that? Everybody knows or doesn't know? No. Alright. This is what Prabhupada has taught us. First is like the Lord Buddha or Jainism. They are also promising mukti. They are also promising moksha. They use the word nirvana, but it's the same thing basically. You can call it automobile, you can call it car, you can call it gadi, but it is the same. Honda to Honda, yeah. Maruti to Maruti. It's the same vehicle. So, their destination is of a different nature. Their destination is shunya. So, Prabhupada said, don't get trapped in shunyavad. Zero. That we have no more relationship, we have no material attachments, we have no nothing, but the human, the jivatma inside, your jivatma has always got desire. You can be free of material desire, but then you should have spiritual desire. But these people are not teaching you the second step. They are only teaching you the first step. Get rid of the desire. But then again you will fall down. Again new desire will come. You follow. Then come Mayavadi philosophy, Prabhupada explains, which I was following before. Mayavadi philosophy is talking of Jnana up to Brahman stage. But can you live in light all the time, that's all? No, you cannot. You see, Brahman is Brahma Jyoti. Brahman is a short word for Brahma Jyoti. You need activity, you need association, you need something to do, isn't it? You can't just sit in light all the time. And therefore, these fellows come back again to this material world. It is only through bhakti that you surmount these two stages and you go to Golok Vrindavan, beyond the Viraja River. This is a very important step. Therefore, we are always saying about Prabhupada, no? Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschacha Deshatarine. So this, it is very, very important to understand not to fall in a trap of mukti of that nature. There are five types of muktis. You learn all that. Somebody will teach you. In this, you know the type of five muktis? Yes, you know. So he knows. You can learn from him. I have no time to teach that basic thing now. Aap logo malum hai? Like to be associated with Krishna, to live in the same place as Krishna, to have the same body as Krishna, isn't it? Like that, these are five type of muktis. So, those are not important. Those are just by time pass. It is different. It is not going to give us ultimate happiness. Because all jivatmas want only happiness. Everyone. We have come here in the wrong place actually. This earth is the wrong place. Because eventually everything dies. So all the happiness, everything you did, there is a beautiful story, and I'll end with that. Prabhupada gives that beautiful story of, he was in Calcutta. In Calcutta, as you all know, that the richest people in Calcutta are all Marwaris. Any Marwaris here, incidentally? Quick to hoga na. Hai na? Agarwal ya? Huh? Achha. So, Brahmin hai? Brahmin Marwari? Arre baapre. That must be very difficult. Because Maheshwaris I know and Agarwals I know. So anyway, there was this very, very rich man. Who? In Calcutta. Near Prabhupada's house, not far. So, this rich man was Kanjus Marwari number one. They said no. Ek pai kisi ko nahi dene ka. Kharachne ka bhi nahi, dene ka bhi nahi. Lekin one day he went to his native place in Junjuna district in Rajasthan. And there he saw this beautiful white Makarana marble ka house. So he said, I must have like this in Calcutta. So he ordered that fellow, architect. He ordered the marble. He brought everything to Calcutta. And he built this beautiful marble palace-like house for himself. This very rich Marwari gentleman. And he did what is called Vastu Puja. And he brought a Marwari Brahmin like him. Aapke jaise unko bulaya, puja kiya. Puja karte karte, mar gaya. Itna mehnat kiya, building complete kiya, akka jinki bahut paisa kamaya, akhir mein Rajasthan se makrana first class white marble laya, building banaya first class, aur puja karte karte, mar gaya. Khushi mein ekdam mar gaya. Lekin, the consciousness, that's why we say Krishna consciousness. Your consciousness should be with Krishna and not like that Marwari gentleman. He became a rat. He became a chua rat because his consciousness was like that of a rat. You know a rat? Chua ka consciousness kaisa hota hai? Everything he wants for himself. You know? Raat ko aap, I've been in some places where they will give funk marega aur khayega aapka pair. Have you seen that? Kisi ne dekha hai? Gaon mein hota hai. Hushar hota hai wo, chuha. But sab kuch khud ke liye le lega. Kisi ko dene ka nahi, dusre chuhe ko bhi nahi dene ka. Usko bhi kha jayega. So that is that chuha mentality. So this rich Marwari became a chuha, poor fellow. Where? In that same house. Because his mentality was that, no? What you think last? What you want most, what you pray for most, what you are, where your heart and your consciousness is, you'll go there. Who says? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, right? So this rich Marwari became a rat, chua. He had two sons. Now these two sons were very good sons. They put a big picture of father. And every day they were giving aarti. Bapa, आपने ये सब किया उसके लिए हम लोग को इतना सब अच्छा घर मिला थोड़ा बापा के लिए दो पकौड़ी देता था पूरी देता था सब्जी देता था पापा आप खाओ, जहां हो वहां। वो चूहा बोलता है मैं तो इधर ही हूं, जरा बाप इधर हूं, मैं मेरे को खिलाओ। देन व्हाट डिड दीज टू बॉयज डू? अरे डंडा लाओ साले, चूहा घुस गया इधर अपने घर में, मारो उसको। बोलता है मत मारो मेरे को, मैं तेरा बाप हूं। बोलता है बाप कहां से? सो दैट इज व्हाट विल हैपन टू अस इफ यू आर नॉट केयरफुल। यू सी वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू कम बैक अगेन, नेवर। एक बार हो गया गलती, खत्म, दूसरी बार गलती नहीं करने का। बिकॉज वेरी ऑफन आई एम गोइंग टू माई ऑफिस, आई एम गोइंग वाया आर्थर रोड। एनीबडी नोज वेर इज आर्थर रोड? वॉट इज द मोस्ट फेमस बिल्डिंग देर? आर्थर रोड जेल। एवरी डे आई एम सीइंग दिस आर्थर रोड जेल, दोज फेलोज आर बिहाइंड द जेल, पुअर फेलोज। वाओ, प्रीवियसली महाप्रभु जी इज हियर। महाप्रभु जी आप है क्या इधर? नहीं है। महाप्रभु ने आए वर लॉन्ग बैक, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट 1970s, लेट 70s अर्ली 80s। वी वर टोल्ड टू प्रीच इन साइड आर्थर रोड जेल। कैन यू इमेजिन? आई वॉज गोइंग इन अ मर्सिडीज कार आउटसाइड आर्थर रोड जेल, एंड वी वर टेलिंग दैट सुपरिटेंडेंट ऑफ दैट जेल कि वी आर ब्रिंगिंग दीज बुक्स एंड सिनेमा एंड ऑल दैट टू शो योर पीपल, so that once they get out of jail they don't have to come back again. At least now we have got a very senior lawyer, our advisor is here, Mrs. Khanna. Namaste Khanna ji. So you might have sent some people to Arthur Road, I don't know. So jail. So what I am saying is, this mistake has been done by all of us. Let us accept it, except Prabhupada. He didn't want to come here, but he came because he had to fulfill the promise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he actually did it at that ripe old age. And that is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. I have taken too much of your time. So I'll just, for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, if any questions are there, I'll answer that. Otherwise, we'll have Kirtan. Yes. Mayapur. Mayapur is there. Mayapur is there, Vrindavan is there, and Dwarka is there. Dwarka is very similar to Mathura actually. Mathura was established by Lord Ramchandraji's youngest brother, Satragruna. Mathura, which we see now, was established by the youngest brother of Lord Ram. Because Ram is none other than Vasudev. And Bharat is none other than Pradyumna. And Bharat. Lakshman is Shankarshana. And Aniruddha is Shatrughna. So this same four. In Treta Yuga is Ram, Lakshman, and Bharat and Shatrughna. And in Dwapar Yuga it is Vasudev, Krishna in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Not Vrindavan, I mean Dwarka and Mathura. This clear? Okay. So there are three sections. Alright. Any other questions? Anybody? No. Chalo bhai, kirtan kare. Kirtan ya sada hari. That's the only solution. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Nahi, kirtan phir chod denge. Video hi kar lenge. Actually, I'm told that there is a video. So we want to do video show. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, please switch off these lights.
Piche se light band karna padega. Aap log dekh sakte hain? Yeah.
and move away.